then she kept on seeing them keshi, and the 12 of Nisan. And the 12 of Nisan. So Rav says, since it's Yom Moruim L'Sfira Zovo, some Mele is also Toya. It's also Toya. So Rav Adbarav says, well, time of the Rav, I feel Yom Moruim L'Sfira Stira Zovo. So he says, my Heisibel de Rav, the Rav Name Oruim L'Sfira Hane Zayin Yomim, Acha Yudalef Ye, Vioz Maschilis Yudalev Achirim, Shehem Yimei Zive, Shehem Yimei Zive. So, in other words, since Rav already said that the Zayin Yomim, after the 11 days, in other words, the Zayin Yomim, let's say, the 11 days started on the 1st of Nisan, from the 1st of Nisan till the 11th of Nisan, So then, the Zayin Yomim, Rav said, starts on the 12th of Nisan. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18. That concludes the 7 days. So Mimele, we have to say that if she keeps on seeing Damkeshi, let's say, on the 19th of Nisan, so it's Toya. Because since it is Toya in the 7 days, and vis-a-vis Dam Shefi. So the 7 days from the 12th till the 18th, so would be considered as Imenide. Suppose the woman saw Dam on the 12th in comfort, not vacation. So then a Rav would be made that should be Tomei. So vis-a-vis Dam Shefi, on the 12th, the Yeminia started. Rav only said that Yomim Oruim L'Sfira Zove, it's also Toya. But vis-a-vis Dam Shefi, it would be considered Yeminida. Suppose the same woman who is expecting to give birth to a child shortly, suppose she became comfortable on the 12th day, and then she saw Dam in comfort, she would become a nido. So Rav would be made that even though the 7 days, Yomim Oroyim L'Sfira Zovo, from the 12th of Nisan till the 18th of Nisan, so Dam Keshi is Toya, but vis-a-vis Dam Shefi, she would be Tomei. So vis-a-vis Dam Shefi, the 7 days from the 12th of Nisan till the 18th of Nisan would be considered Yemei Nido. So Mimele, so vis-a-vis Dam Shefi, and the 19th would mark the beginning of Yemei Ziva again, vis-a-vis Dam Shefi. In case she sees Dam in comfort, not in labor, in pain. So on the 19th, the Yemei Ziva would start again. So since vis-a-vis Dam Shefi, so on the 19th, the Yemei Ziva would start again, Yudalev Yein, from the 19th till the 29th of Nisan. So it would be Yemei Ziva, vis-a-vis Dam Shefi. So Mele vis-a-vis Dam Keshi, it should also have a din, it should be Toya. Because since the same days vis-a-vis Dam Shefi are to be treated as Yemei Ziva, some Mele vis-a-vis Dam Keshi, they should also be treated as Yemei Ziva. And then the 7 days following the 29th of Nisan, so then, because of Rav's Aloche, it's Yom Moruim L'Sfira Zov, without a limit. That's the discussion. Vinter Mahesif al Divir Rav, Hol Rav Name Oruim L'Sfira in Zayin Yomim Acha Yedalev Yein, Vios Maschilis Yedalev Achirim, Shehem Yemei Ziva, Vim Ken L'Divir Name Leilom Keishim Itayah, as long as she started to see Dam Keishi in the Yemeziva. So without resorting to the Lomdes of Yomim Oruim Lisfiras Tirasvas. So now the basis of Teshes Kashi is that because, you see, vis-a-vis we have to consider two kinds of cycles. Cycles in respect to Dam Keishi and cycles in respect to Dam Sheifi. In respect to Dam Sheifi, so is the regular cycle. I mean, was a regular cycle that Yudalev Yeim, following immediately upon actual Nidu Sari Mezivo, vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi. And then, as long as she didn't become Mizovagdela, so the 7 days following immediately the Yudalev Yeim, as long as she didn't become Mizovagdela, so Mark Yiminido again. Mark Yiminido again. Some mele. Now here we are considering her cycles in respect to relative to Damkej. So Rav mentioned one Chidesh that even the 7 days following the Yudalef Yeim, which vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi would mark the would be Menido, but vis-a-vis Dam Keishi, so it is considered Toya. Considered Toya, even though it's Menido. Well, it's Menido vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, they are Menido, but in regard to Dam Keishi, it has the same status as Yimei Zivo. And it's Toya. But vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, the 7 days from the 12th of Nisan, the example I mentioned, till the 18th of Nisan, are what? Are Yimei Zivo or Yimei Nido? Yimei Nido, of course. As long as the woman didn't become Izovegdele in Yudalef Yei, so mele the 7 days following immediately the Yudalef Yei, Yimenido. But even though it's Yimenido vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, but any dam that she sees in these days that are Yimenido vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi are Istoya, because it's ruinly spherazov. Even though she didn't become Izov. She didn't become Izov because all the dam she saw was Bekesi, so she didn't become Izov. Still, it has the same status as Yimei Zivo, because it's ruinly Sfira Zovo. But vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, what are the 7 days from the 12th till the 18th? Yimei Nido. Suppose she would see Dam on any one of these days, from the 12th to the 18th. She would see Dam in comfort. She would become a Nido. So even though Rav says that Yomim Oruim Lisfirazovo, the Dam is Toyer, but actually they are Yeminido. And if she sees Dam in comfort on one of the days between the 12th of Nisan and the 18th of Nisan, she would become a Nido. So Mele, if she sees Dam Keishi on the 19th, on the 20th, or on the 21st and 22nd of Nisan, the Yudalef Yeim following the 7 days that are actually Yemenido in respect to Dam Sheifi. So Mele, the Yudalef Yeim following these 7 days, the 11 days that from the 19th of Nisan till the 29th of Nisan, should be considered Yemei Zivo in respect to Dam Keishi, because they are Yemei Zivo in respect to Dam Sheifi. So you don't have to resort to the Lomdes of Yomim Oruim Lisfiras Tirazov. That's the discussion. So he says, Vim Tema Mahesif Al-Lirav Name. Horuim Lisfira in seine Yomim Acha Yudalev Yeim. V'yoz maschiles yidalef acheyim. Let's say in respect to dam sheifi. When is oz? In the example I mentioned, the 19th of Nisan marks the beginning of 11 days from the 19th till the 29th of Yimei Zivo. And if the woman will see dam sheifi in comfort, so she will not become an Ido, she'll become Izovektane. If she'll see the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st b'sheifi, she'll become Izovekdele. So Mele, since the 11 days following the 7 days that are ruin l'sfira zovo, are yemezivo in respect to dam sheifi, so they should be considered yemezivo in respect to dam keishi also. That's Teisus Anoche. So then Teisus says no. V'yesh leimah. Deini nido ache yavro shivas yimei asfiro achar yodalev. So in other words, where is Teisus in the Kashi? Assumed, took it for granted, that the 11 days from the 19th of Nisan till the 29th of Nisan, inasmuch as in respect to Dam Sheifi, they are Yemei Zivo, some Mele in respect to Dam Keishi, they would also be considered as Yemei Zivo. So in the Taras he says, no, true, vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, so then there is no aloche of Yomim Oruim L'Sfira Zovo. In other words, we don't say like the Rambam, you see. So some mele in respect to that halacha, so in respect to dam sheifi, so there the halacha is that the 7 days following immediately the upon the 11 days of Yemei Zivo, as long as the woman did not become in the 11 days is of a daylight, so the 7 days that follow immediately upon the Yemei Zivo, so I'm discussing it according to the sheet of the Ramban. I mean, according to the Rambam, so the Rambam has a different sheet. I'm discussing according to the sheet of the Ramban. That's the regular sheet. So vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, so Inochaname, the 7 days that follow immediately upon the expiration of the 11 days of Yemei Zivo, as long as she didn't become Izovek Dele in the 11 days, so are Yemei Nido. But here we are discussing it in connection with Dam Keishi, not with Dam Sheif. Dam that she sees in pain, not in comfort. So in respect to Dam Keishi, Rav Shiti is that not only Yomim Oruim Liz Bozovo, the Dam Keishi Historia, but even the 7 days following the 11 days that are Ruim Lisfira Zovo, so Dam Keishi in those days is also Toya. So Mele vis-a-vis Dam Keishi, the 11 days following the 7 days will not be Yemei Zivo. Because only the 11 days after the 7 days would be the Yemei Zivo, and then the 7 days after that could be Yemei Nido. This is what it says. V'yesh leimah de Nido asher yavro shivo Yemei Asfiro achar yedalek. V'imro aso oz abikeishi tmeo lirav ulrava deteiro. The ruin is fear as tear as a boss. There's a fat name. This is what the Maram says.
Yeah.
Rabbi Baruch, wie ich immer, denen nieder, dass sie jawohl sein, je mehr als vier. Rotzleima, wie leuke du solken Adaitin, die besei jomi morin li sviro, hin sein je me nieder, um miad maschile is achreien, judalef in sivo. Einike, ela sein je me nieder maschile is achar ashiva jomi morin li sviro. Tases in the kasha assume differently. Why do tases in the kasha assume differently? Very simple. Because vis-a-vis dam sheifi, so the Zayin Minido would begin immediately after the Yudalef Yeim, of the Yimei Zivo, as long as she didn't become his Avagdela in those Yudalef Yeim, you see. Not if she became his Avagdela, then they wouldn't start. I mean, according to the Shita of the Rambam, you see. According to the Rambam, they would start anyway, you see. But according to the Shita of the Rambam. But in this case, she didn't become his Avagdela for the simple reason that Lamkishi is Toya. If it had been Damsheifi, then she would have become his Avagdela. So he says, Elazayim nir masles hashvi yom orim nisire, vimroa soroz beisin yom ma'achirim, sheboim ha'ashiva yom orim nisiro, kmei olerav. Kmei olerav. This is what he says. So in other words, in the kashe, Teisves assumed, that inasmuch that in respect to Dam Shevi, so the Zayin Yomim, let's say, from the 12th of Nisan till the 18th of Nisan, the example I mentioned, so that follow immediately upon the 11 days of Yom Zivo, inasmuch as in the 11 days of Nisan she only saw Dam Keshi, so she didn't become his Ovegdele, so Mele, the 7 days following upon the 11 days, mark Yemei Nido, constitute Yemei Nido in respect to Dam Sheifi. So mainly in respect to Dam Keishi, Teisus in the Kasher assume it's also Yemei Nido. It's also Yemei Nido. But it's Toya. It's Toya because it's ruin Lisfir as it was. So Toya it is. But in respect to Dam Sheifi, it's Yemei Nido. So Mele, as far the Yudalef Yeim that come after these 7 days, the Yudalef Yeim that come after the 7 days from the 12th to the 18th. In other words, the Yudalef Yeim between the 19th of Nisan and the 29th of Nisan should be considered so that Am Kesi should be Toya without recourse to the Lomdes of Yom Morim Nisfir Astir as possible. So this is the Torah says now, we are considering now Dam Keishi. So let's forget Dam Sheifi. Dam Sheifi is no consideration. The fact that it's Yemei Zivo vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi does not mean that without the Lomdes of Sfirin Nisfir Astir as possible, it should also be Toyeh, because it's in the Yemei Zivo vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi. But here we're considering Dam Keishi. V'yeshlema d'yinida sh'yavro shiva Yemei Yisviro achar Yudalef v'imro asor z'ab Keishi t'meyo l'rav u'ravade teo d'iruin l'sfira s'tira z'vos. Then he says v'rach pirech the Levi in the Mitaya Latisha Yomi Horuin Liosis Ben Zove. Aval Yud Vyadalev, the Nihuin Liosis Ben Zove, the Filuaso Afilu Gambi in Yudveis, Enel Nido. Virav Mesif Yomi Moruin Lisire, Kinasire Vyadalev, Hamish Yomi Machake. Aval Shne Yomi Mishiba Yomi Machainin, in Ruaso Ben Mayol Rav. So the Rach has an altogether different pshat. So according according to the Rachshad, there is no special halacha according to Rav that insofar as Damkeshi is concerned. So it's toya not only in the Yemezivo, but even in the Yomim that are ruling Lisfirazimus. After all, in other words, inasmuch as according to all the Rishonim, I mean the Ramban Shita, so the halacha is that the 7 days that follow immediately upon the expiration of the 11 days of Yom Zivor, if the woman did not become his avodela in those 11 days, so they are Yemenido. So in respect of Damkeishi, it should also be Tome. It's Yemenido, and Damkeishi is Tome Yemenido. But when Rav and Levi and Rav Achilik, the Achilik won't get to something else. So according to the Rach, so it's true according to everybody, that if a woman, let's say, became Yemenido, let's use the same example. A woman became a nido on the 23rd of Adar, and this woman is expecting to give birth to a child. And on 23rd of Adar, so she became a nido. So she's an actual nido, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, from 9th to the 7th day. Now, the first of Nisan, or there is a chosah. So the first of Nisan is already the 8th day. So that marks the first of the 11 days of Yemei Zivo. So then, and if she saw Damkeishi in the first of Nisan, second of Nisan, the third of Nisan, fourth of Nisan, up to the 11th of Nisan, so it is Toya. But suppose she'll see Damkeishi on the 12th of Nisan, so Rav will also be made that she'll be Tomei. Because that's not Yemei Zivo, that's already Yemei Nido. Inasmuch as she didn't become a Zovek Dele by virtue of the Ries she saw, became she in the Yemei Zivo, so it's Toya. So some Mele, she doesn't have to count Zayinikin. Some Mele, on the 12th of Nisan, so the Yeminido would start, Mele, any Damkeishi would be Tomei, according to Rav too. But the Machlekes between Levi and Rav is in regard to another question altogether. Levi says that Damkeishi is only Tomei in the first 9 days of the Yemei Zivo. Because in the first 9 days of the Yemei Zivo, she is potentially, it's possible that she should become Izovedel. Let's say, if she sees Dam, let's say, in the example I mentioned, if she sees Dam, and the first of this, that's the first of the Yudalef Yemei Zivo. Because she was an actual nido, she became an actual nido on the 23rd of Adar. So she sees Dam, let's say, on the first of Nisan, the second of Nisan, the third of Nisan, she becomes a Zovadela. Yeah, and on the fourth of Nisan, and let's say up to the ninth of Nisan. Because if she sees Dam on the ninth of Nisan, there is still a possibility she'll see Dam on the 10th and the 11th, so she'll become Izovidele. But if she sees Dam on the 10th of Nisan, can she become Izovidele? No chance. She cannot become Izovidele. Because she can only have 2 years in succession, the 10th and the 11th of Nisan. The 13th is already Yemei Nido, so she couldn't become Izovidele. Some Mele, only on the first 9 days of the Meizivot Dantish Yistoya. But, because she is still Ruyo to become a Zavadeh, but the 10th, if the initial Rie is on the 10th, then she cannot become a Zavadeh anymore. Because the 12th is already a Menida, the 12th of Nisan. So Mele Adrachs, Lekont Levi, Levi Mitaile Tishyomor Unlosid Bomin Zove. Aber Jud Vidale, den ihr ruhen lasst, mein Sove, dafür Ross, dafür dann wie Jud Weiß, ein Lelo Nido, wie Rav Meisi, oh, that's what Levi says. Rav says, Rav Meisi, Fjomi mo ruhen lasst hier, ki in Asire Vidale, wie Chamish Yomi Machrekei, Chamish Yomi Machrekei. In other words, the 10th of Nisan and the 11th of Nisan, and then the 12th and the 13th and the 14th and the 15th and the 16th and the 17th and the 17th. The 10th and the 11th is 2, and then Yom Ruhn is 4. So is 5 days more. Asiro v'yudalef v'yudalef v'chamisho yomim. Chamish yomim. So in other words, the 10th of Nisan and the 11th of Nisan and the 12th and the 13th, the 14th and the 15th and the 16th. So altogether, it is 7 days. In other words, let's say she became a Zovek Dele. Say, she became a Zovek Dele. She became a Zovek Dele, let's say, on the ninth of this, she saw on the seventh of Nisan and the eighth, if she sees Dam Shefi, let's say. So on the seventh and the eighth and the ninth, so she becomes a Zovek Dele. So then she'll have to count 7 days from the 10th to the 16th. Says Avo Shnei Yomim Achre Shnei Yomim Shiva Yomim Achreinim in Roa Sobent Meo, but the 17th of Nisan and the 18th of Nisan, she's Neo, the Rav. The Rav had a Macy, Papis and Shneyom, and Ninzo Kolumte. Ninzo Kolumte. So it's an altogether different pshat. Now, yes?
According to the first prognosis, so Rav's din, Rav's din, that until Yom Haruin is the Sphere of Sphere is over. So would that apply even if, let's say, the evening of Sphere, she saw blood for 3 days, and then you didn't see blood?
According to the first pshat in Rav, so that means that if she sees Dam Keish in the example I mentioned, in the days from the 12th of Nisan till the 12th, the 18th of Nisan, so it's Toya. So it's Toya.
But she in order to be Torah from Rav, it has to be just see blood on the day of her story.
No, there's not any difference in any one of the days. Since it's ruin l'sfirazo. Any one of the days is ruin l'sfirazo. So mainly it's Tamkeish Historia. In other words, suppose she became a Zobe by seeing Dam Shefi on the 9th and the 10th and the 11th of Nisan. So then she would count from the 12th till the 18th. So it's Yomim Ruin Sfira Zove. So Mele, in these days that are potential, Ro Sfira Zove, even though it's not actually necessary for her, because all she saw was Dam Keish, But potentially, its role is Firazova in case she had seen Dam Shefi in the 11 days of Nisan. So Mele, these are also time. So it's an altogether different pshat in the Gemara. Now look again into the Maran. Virach Piresh, Rotzleima de Leilo, Memeloch, Tibgesol Kadaitoch, Yeminido, Hemivloim, Biom, Oim, Misfiro, Vafilochos, Shapia, Mishinimitaya Rav, Kol Shiva Yomim, Oim, Misfiro, El Hamishame, Vinkin Beis Yomim of Sikin, Achel Yagio, Ayidalef Yomim, Shalimizibo, Vimraso Beis and Beis Yomim, Mail Rav. Now, then there is a Lishna Chine, Amar Ablaidin Alei, in Adlad Mitayer, Lo Yomi Moruin, Liyiz Ben Zavagdele. So Rashi in our text, not the Rashi the Tesis mentions. Tesis mentions another kuntres of Rashi, in Madura Basra. But Rashi in our text explains it that according to the second lotion, Levi is saying that Tamkeshi is only toyer in respect to Zivus Deila, but not in respect to Zivus Tam. But Tesfes mentions another Pshat Rashi. Rashi Piresh Lafuke Yud Vyudalev Den Ruyo Lahastril Bohem Zobag Deila. Lahastril Bohem Zobag Deila. So according to Rashi, so the second Lashon of Levi is the same thing that according to the Rach's Pshat, Levi says in the first Lashon. Is it interesting? You see, in other words, Rashi's, not Rashi in our text, but the Rashi that Tesfos mentions explains Levi's second Lashon as saying the same thing that the Rach explains Levi's first Lashon. Oh, but the Rach couldn't explain it that way, because the Rach explains that in the first Lashon of Levi. So how does the Rach explain the second Lashon of Levi? V'rach pireish la'afuke yim rishin v'yim sheni shal yedalem din ruya adayim v'yezor deyla im loitira yim gimel. So in other words, the second Lashon, according to the Rach, so the second Lashon of Levi says that in the first Lashon, Levi says that the 10th and the 11th, because it's impossible for her to become Izovin, for the Rias, it's impossible for her to consummate Izivus Deila, for the Rias of the 10th and the 11th. Some male damkeshi is not toya. But in the second Lashon, Levi says something else, that in the first 2 days of the Yidalef Yeim, damkeshi is not toya. Because in the first 2 days, it's impossible to complete the Zivus Deila. Even though it's possible to consummate the Zivus Deila by seeing the next day. But since it's impossible to complete the Zivus Deila, Some mele, Tamkeshi is not there. Aye. Now the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Dayo Chadosh. It's a very complicated Gemara. I mean, not so complicated, but anyway, this Gemara appears to be contrary to the Mitzias, you see. And the Tesfos is very strange. The Tesfos of Shippur Gaon is very, very strange. But the Rishonim, Teisve says it in Rashi, but Rashi doesn't say it. The Ritva points out Rashi doesn't even say it. But anyway, let's go with the Gemara. Reb Yudah Imer Dayo Chadosh. The question is, how long before Leide does the aloha of Damkei Shitoya apply? So they are three tanoi. Reb Meir says, Arboim v'chamishim yei. Arboim for a healthy woman, and chamishim for a sick woman. The Reb Yudah says, the ninth month. Then Reb Yesi and Reb Shimon say 14 days. And we pass like Reb Yesi and Reb Shimon. Tanya, Reb Yudah Imeya Mishum Reb Tarfen, Dayo Chadosho. The Damkeshi is only toyer in the ninth month. V'yesh bidavol hokel ulehachmiya. Keitzat, kosh is oshnayim v'seif shmini. V'yechod bitchilas chiyi. V'afilu bitchilas chiyi yoldo. Harezi yoledes b'zei. In other words, if she had two rias at the end, and two successive days at the end of the eighth month, and then one ria bikeshi at the beginning of the ninth month, even so then she is yoledes b'zei, even though the ria bikeshi was relatively very close to birth, to giving birth. She gave birth at the beginning of the ninth month, and she had the Riyah Bikeshi. The third Riyah Bikeshi was also at the beginning of the ninth month. In other words, the first day in the ninth month, she had the Riyah Bikeshi, and the second day in the ninth month, she gave birth to the child. So she's Yoledes B'Zeiv. She has to count Zayiniki. She counts Zayiniki. Why? Because how many Riyas result in Zivus Deiro? Three Riyas. How many Riyas of the three Riyas took place in the ninth month? Only one out of the three. So the Rov of the Riyas that consummate into Yisrobek Deiro took place in the eighth month. Only the third Riyah was the ninth month. So since the Rov of the three Riyas took place in the eighth month, so she's a Yoledes B'Zeiv. She has to count Zayiniki. Avol koshi sorgi mechot b'Zeiv shmi, ushtayim b'tchilashchi, if two of the three Riyas to b'keishi took place in the ninth month, so the rov of the three riyas that result in Izivus Deiro took place in the ninth month. So even if she gave birth at the end of the ninth month, and there was quite a big interval between the riyas and the giving birth, so then she is not considered Yoledes B'Zeiv. Why? Because the rov of the riyas that result in Izidus Deilo took place in the ninth month. Of course, so you may have to say Shmini, Ushtayim b'tchilas chi, v'afilu b'seif chi, yoldo, einzu yoledes b'zei. All right, let's see the Rashi. L'hokil l'hachmer, pomim shil mitaya klum, pomim shil mitaya chedesh v'yemechot. Hariz yoledes b'zeiv, hoyu v'reiv ziv b'shmi ni'ave, shin avlad mitaya shadinon chadyei mebosatrein v'arei zove, v'afil b'seiv shvi yoldo, v'afil b'seiv shvi yoldo, V'afal gav di chi kulei b'sheifi, chutz mishne yomim, ein zu yoledes b'zeiv, bilvad shel tira dambi me'asheifi, ולא אמרינון קידן די שייפי, סומך ללידוסו, ללידן את מנו בדמקשי, די קוסובה הרב יהודה שיפורי גוי, כלימה החידש של צ'י גרמס לידס אבואת, דמחי, עייל חבז מלידי, הילקח כל אדומים שראי בבקשי, איני על המחלס אבואת, אף אגב די כשופי פסראי, ואפילו בתחיל השי, חווה מחמס וואד, דיקסובה ילדס לטס, ילדס למקוטוי. אורי, אומר רב עדה ברבה, שטץ דקרושו גימורי, שמאמנו קסובה רב יהודה, שיפורי גורי. שיפורי גורי. So רשי says, שיפורי שיפר שטייקים בי בזדן בקידוש החידש. בקידוש החידש. So רשי mentions, Shippure Sheifer Shetekin Bei Bezden Bekidush HaChedesh. But because of that, Tesis assumes in Rashi a very strange thing. That when is Chocho Goram, only if when is an Isha Yeledes L'Kutoy, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Shiti is that the nisho is yeledes limkutoy. What does it mean limkutoy? In other words, that the nisho can give birth to a viable child even if she didn't carry 9 full months. Even if she carried, let's say, just part of the 9th month. And Tesfes says, and that's true according to the other Rishayim too, even though from the Gemara it's not so muchach, but Tesis is midayik that. So he says, so Vinira Tesis says at the end, Til Rab Yehuda Shippura Dites Chodoshim Gorim, Vimisabro Biseif Achidesh, Giledes Bitchilas Chi, Dibinon Shmeino Rishayim Shleimim, Im Kenki Misabro Biseif Achidesh, Shippura Dites Havale Asiri, Elohim kei nisabro b'tchilas achidesh. Elke nisabro b'tchilas achidesh. So what does it mean? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a nisho is yeledes limkutoyim, so she doesn't have to carry the baby 9 full months, even if she carries just part of the 9th month. So she can still give birth to a viable child. So I would say that means that if an isha carried the child for 241 days, so it's a viable child. So Tesis says, no, it doesn't mean, and that's all Rishim say. If we say Yeledes Limkutoyim, so only 7 months have to be full. 7 months of 30 days, and then the first month and the 9th month can be Mikutoyim. Not only the 9th month can be Mikutoyim, but the 7th month also can be Mikutoyim. And all Rishayim say that, not only Jesus. I mean, I saw it in many Rishayim. So that means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Nisho can be Yeledes Limkutoyim, it means that a Nisho can give birth to a viable child even if she carried the baby only 212 days. So you have 212 days, you have 7 full months, and then, so 7 times 30 is 210 days. 7 times 30 is 210 days, and then for the first month 1 day, and the ninth month one day, so you have 12 more days. And this is not contrary to Messias. I looked it up thoroughly in the Encyclopedia Britannica about viability of babies who are born prematurely. So there it's mentioned that there are statistics of many babies who are born after 212 days and the baby is viable. Of course, you have to take care of that baby because it's premature, but there are many, many statistical cases of babies who are born after being carried for 212 days. So that's limkutoy. That's limkutoy. So it's not contrary to the mitzvah. It's not contrary to the mitzvah. You see, I'm mentioning all that because that with an obstetrician also, and he said that what I say makes good sense from a medical point of view. I mean, I thought maybe it doesn't make sense, so he told me that it makes good sense anyway. But let's go over that remark. However, Teisves says something very strange, and that is certainly contrary to Mitzias. I don't know of any way how to explain the Teisves that it should conform to Mitzias. Teisves says in Rashi that when we say Shippure Gorim, Kosova Rab Yehuda, Shippure Gorim, so it means only Chochi Alevono Shippure Gorim, but not Chochi Yeroi. The way I explained it, so that's according to the other Rishim, the Ritva, the Rashboam, and the other Rishim. So they say Shippure Gorim doesn't mean, all right, Shippure means Shefer, but it doesn't mean Shefer. It doesn't mean Chochi Alibona. It means that you let us limkutoy. That in other words, if you have 7 full months, 7 times 30, so that's 210 days, then the first month of the Yehoyin and the last month of the Yehoyin can be Mikutoyin. Can be Mikutoyin. So 2 more days, so then after being carried 212 days, it is viable. It is viable. And that conforms to the Mitzvahs. Conforms to the Mitzvahs. Of course, it will be a premature baby, but it's viable. So, but according to Teisves, Shippure Gorim means the Shefer. Shefer means Chocher Shalivona, because when Bezdin was Mikadesh Achedesh, so they blew the shofar. So that's Shippure Gorim. Some male did not that they had to blow the shofar, they didn't have to blow the shofar. But that was the practice. So only Chocho Shalivono is given to be Leres Lankotoy. In other words, according to this, it's a very strange thing. If the woman conceived, let's say, at the end of Tishrei, let's say the woman conceived on the 28th of Tishrei, the 28th of Tishrei, or even the 29th of Tishrei, so then she can give birth to a viable child at the beginning of Sivan. Now, if let's consider not this year when it's Yishalom Uberes, but let's say an ordinary year. So if the woman conceived, let's say, the 28th, the 29th of Tishrei, so you have full months, Cheshven, Kislev, Teves, Cheshven, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Oda, 5 months, 5 full months, 5 full months. And then you have Nisan, Iyar, another 2 full months. So it's 7 full months. Then she can give birth, let's say, on the 2nd of Sivan. She can give birth, the 2nd, the 3rd of Sivan, to a viable child. To a viable child. So in effect, it would be giving birth after carrying 212 days. 212 days. So Mele, so that's okay. Because the fact is that when a child is born after being carried in the mother's womb 212 days, so it's viable. That's a fact. That conforms to the Mitzvahs. I mean, you don't have to take my word. You can check on me. And you can look it up in the Encyclopedia Britannica, so you will find it. You see, so... But, according to Tosfos, only if she conceived, it's very strange, if she conceived at the end of Tishrei, so then she can give birth at the beginning of Sivan. Suppose she conceives at, let's say, at the beginning of Tishrei. So, Ms. Aswara, we should say, she should be able to give birth in here, in the middle of here. So then she will have carried the baby more than 212 days. She'll have carried the baby 225 days. If she conceives, let's say, on the 1st of Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah, she conceives on the 1st of Tishrei, and then if she gives birth in the middle of the year, so it will probably be, so she'll have carried the baby for at least 225 days. So isn't it a kalchema? If in the case where she conceived at the 29th of Tishrei, so then when she gives birth at the second of Sivan, so 2nd or 3rd of Sivan, when she has carried the baby only for 212 days, so it's viable if she conceives on the 1st of Tishrei and she gives birth in the middle of the year, so she carried the baby more than 212 days, 225 days, 226 days, it certainly should be liable. No, but according to Tosfos, in that case she won't be viable, because ichi purego, it has to be the lunar month. In other words, only the lunar months. It's very strange. I mean, that cannot be explained. So, but Tosfos says that in Rashi, because Rashi says shipure sheifer shetekin be bezdin b'kiddush achim. So the Ritva says Rashi doesn't mean a sheifer al chotcha sholibon. No, that's an expression. It means a month. But Rashi means mukutoyim. He means months of eroyim. But what is mukutoyim? Mukutoyim means the last month, the 9th month is mukute. And the 1st month is Mikute. The 1st month is Mikute. So in Ochaname, according to the Ritva, if the woman conceives at the end of Tishrei and she gives birth at the beginning of Sivan, so it is viable. But the same thing if she conceives at the beginning of Tishrei and she gives birth in the middle of year. So it's also viable, certainly viable, because she'll have carried more than 212 days. She'll have carried, in that case, 225 days and 26 days. And Shippura means the fact that there was 7 months complete and 2 months, the 1st month, Mikute. Right, but Tosfos says differently, and that's very strange. That's very strange. Now, let's go over the Gemara. But, I think that this Tosfos is one of the strangest Tosfos that I know of. that seems, I mean, we don't have to know, I mean, to take statistics to find out that it's strange. I mean, it appears to be strange. Why should the Choshosh HaLivonah, why should it make a difference whether she conceives at the end of Tishrei and then she gives birth at the beginning of Sivan, or she conceives at the beginning of Tishrei and she gives birth to a child in the middle of the year? Why should it make a difference? Why? I don't understand. But anyway, that is the Shitta. But the other Rishonim Acherim, can we say that Rashi doesn't mean Mamesh Chotosh Levono is the factor? All right. Now, Eini V'Omar Shmuel Eini Shom Misaberes V'Yeledes Elo L'Mosayim V'Shivim V'Echot Yei Oy L'Mosayim V'Shivim U'Shnayim Yei Oy L'Mosayim V'Shivim U'Shleisho. Now, let's see the Rashi. Oil Mosayim Vishivim Ve'echot. The Havalei, 9 months, is 270 days. So from Shmuel it appears that a woman, in order to give birth to a viable child, she must have carried the child 270 days. So that means on the 271st day, the lady has to take place on the 271st day as of the Eroin, as of conception. So why does he say Inisha Misaberes Violetes El Mosaim Vishivim Vechod Yei Ul Mosaim Vishivim Mushnaim Yei Ul Mosaim Vishivim Mushleish? No, actually it is Mosayim Vishivim Ve'echot. It's always Mosayim Vishivim Ve'echot. But sometimes fertilization does not take place the same day as the Tashmish. So because it can be fertilized, the egg cell can be fertilized even the second day or the third day. So in other words, that we learned in the Gemara here, in Bnei Skusim, that for the first 3 days, so it has a Halei Shem Shech Vazera. Why? Because it can fertilize the egg cell. But later than that, it cannot fertilize the egg cell. So in other words, actually Shmuel is saying, Einisho Misaberes V'Yeledes, a viable child, El Mosayim Vishivim Ve'echod Yeim as of conception. It's always Mosayim Vishivim Ve'echod Yeim as of conception. But we never know when the conception took place, even when she does conceive. So sometimes she conceives, fertilization takes place the same day as the Tashmish, and sometimes the second day, and sometimes the third day. So Mimele, he says, Mos El Mosayim Vishivim Ve'echod Yei, Oy Mosayim Vishivim Ushnayim Yei, if fertilization took place the next day, Oy Mosayim Vishivim Ushleisha, if it took place the third day, and the fourth day, that's not possible. Because then it cannot fertilize the egg cell, because the Shech Vazera is already Nisrach. So that's why Shmuel says Mosayim Vishivim Ve'echod, Mosayim Vishivim Mushnayim, Mosayim Vishivim Mushleisho. It means Mosayim Vishivim Ve'echod as of the Tashmish, Mosayim Vishivim Mushnayim as of the Tashmish, Mosayim Vishivim Mushleisho as of the Tashmish. But it's always Mosayim Vishivim Ve'echod as of the Roy. So that means that a nisho is not Yeledes Limkotoy. And Rab Yude says here that a nisho is Yeledes Limkotoy. So it's Ikashe against Shmuel. Shmuel is not going to be Chilik Anitane. So the Gemara says, Hu Deoma Kichsi Morishenim. The Tanya Kichsi Morishenim. So there is a braise that says that any show yeledes limkutoy. In other words, the initial is yeledes only after 9 full months, but not 7 months and 2 months mikutoyim, the first month, just a fraction of a month, and the 9th month, a fraction of a month. Itanye chsidim olishenim lo yomisham shimitiseyen lo abavi bishabes shelo yoveyu nishiseyen lidei chil shabes. So, on the surface it appears that this price says that chsidim olishenim lo yomisham shimitiseyen only abavi bishabes. That means Tuesday night. Tuesday night is Revi B'Shabbos. V'suloi, that's it. It's not so. Eimem Revi V'Elech. In other words, they were Mishamish Mitiseyen Tuesday night, or Wednesday night, or Thursday night, and Friday night, but not Mitzoy Shabbos, and not Sunday night, and not Monday night. Why not Mitzoy Shabbos and Sunday night not, and Monday night not? Because if they were Mishamesh Mitzayim Mitzoy Shabbos or Sunday night or Monday night, so then there would be a possibility that their wives would give birth on Shabbos. So it would be muter, so they'll have to be mechal Shabbos. So it will be muter, pikuach nefesh. But chassidim orishenim were makpid not to bring themselves into a situation of chil Shabbos, into a situation of chil Shabbos, of chil Shabbos. Yes. Well, we don't have to say it's a machlekes in mitzvah. You see, the mitzvah is usually, so a child is born. Of course, the usual that every child is born viable, you see. But usually, a child is born after being carried in the mother's womb for 270 days, but there are many cases of premature babies. We know that, premature babies. So the question is, Reb Yudeh holds that even though Reb Yudeh says that if the Damkeshi appears in the 9th month, even though it will be Mikutoyim, so then it's Toya. So Reb Yudeh considers that as normally viable. And Chassidim Rishonim, the price of Chassidim Rishonim, Shmuel holds, no, that it's not considered naturally viable. Because we don't have to say it's a machleges and it is. The question is whether this frequency makes it viable alpedin after mikutoyin, or alpedin it's considered to be an evil. The mitzias is what it is, but whether that kind of frequency of viable children being born after being carried only for 212 days, does that make it in viable or not viable? Oh, so the eime mirvivelech omar marzutchem maitaim yichsi morishenim yichsi vayiten adishem lo hiroin by rus bigmatrie mosaim vishivim vichad have. So that means that what is considered viable only after it was carried for 271 days. Now, here you have a Rashi, and it's very interesting. I once looked up a book in new math, you know, the new methods of arithmetic. You see, so that has the same method of computation that Rashi mentions here, exactly. The same method of division. The new math in arithmetic, I don't know whether you studied new math, you could have studied new math, not my days, but you could have studied new math, so this is the same method as the one that is used in the new arithmetic. That's the method of division that Rashi mentions. But so what's the cheshbon of the Chassidim Rishonim? The Chassidim Rishonim is as follows. If now, since it's possible for fertilization to take place on the third day of the Tashmish, not on the same day of the Tashmish, so Meile, the Chassidim Rishonim refrained from having Tashmish, let's say Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos. Because Chassidim Rishonim assumed that the wives will carry the normal way, full 9 months, 270 days. And then they'll give birth to the child on the 271st day. 271st day. Thursday, as of fertilization. But that does not mean that it will be, that the birth will be given on the 271st day as of the Tashmish. Because it could be on the 271st day as of the Tashmish, and it could be on the 272nd day as of the Tashmish, and it could even be on the 273rd day as of the Tashmish, because they don't know when the fertilization, when conception will take place. But they assumed that it will take place, the later will take place, either on the 271st day of the Tashmish, or on the 200th, if fertilization will take place the same day, or if fertilization will take place on the second day. So the later will be on the 272nd day of the Tashmish, or if the fertilization will take place on the third day, so then it will be on the 273rd day as of the Tashmish. So let's see Rashi. The Chil Shabbos shall retail it be Shabbos, the historic L'chal L'Oleros HaShabbos. El Mavi Veilich. In other words, the Yom Shamish Mitzaseyem, Tuesday night, from Tuesday night, Avolil Shlishi, Monday night, not. They refrained. Vilil Sheni, Sunday night, they refrained. Mitzoy Shabbos, Loi, they refrained. Di Misabol Mitzoy Shabbos. He doesn't mean Misabol Mitzoy Shabbos. What Rashi means, I think, Misabol means if the Tashmish is Mitzoy Shabbos. Because the fertilization will take place Tuesday, maybe. You see, the Tashmish is Mitzoy Shabbos. And the fertilization will take place Tuesday, the third day. Shemotelei l'reishayin gimel. So that means if the fertilization will take place on Tuesday, the Tashmish was Mitzvah Shabbos, and the fertilization will take place on Tuesday, so then the birth will be on the 273rd day is of the Tashmish, that would be on Shabbos. Because if the Tashmish is Mitzoy Shabbos, so that means that Shabbos and when the birth takes place and if the fertilization will take place, let's say on Tuesday, so 30, now there has to be 9 full months, 270 days. So 9 full months have how many weeks in them? They have 38 weeks, because 38 times 7 will be 256. So then, and after 270 days, so you have already 4 days, a remainder. If you divide, let's say, 270 by 7, so how much do you get? You get 38, because 266 days, did I say 56? 266 days would be a multiple of 7, 38, and then you would have a remainder of 4. If you divide 273 by 7, then that is a multiple, you'll have no remainder. But if you divide 270 by 7, so you'll get 38 and a 4 remainder. A 4 remainder. So Mele, if the Tashmish is Mitzoy Shabbos, and the Royeh, and if she will be give birth on the 273rd day as of the Tashmish, some Mele, that means she'll give birth on Shabbos. She'll give birth on Shabbos. The conception will take place on Tuesday, and she'll give birth 38 weeks later on Shabbos. So that will be the 273rd day as of the Tashmish. So if she gives birth on Shabbos, so the misaber misavo lemitzoi Shabbos. So Rashi doesn't mean misabro; he means the Tashmish lemitzoi Shabbos, and the misabro is Tuesday, the third day. So shemotilit l'reishan in gimel. So that would be the motibi Shabbos. V'nimtzo Shabbos mischale, even though shenitn rishus lechalei mipni sakon es gufo, but they were chassidim. So now I'm using the term chassidim in a very favorable sense. So I always use it in a favorable sense, but now I use it in a very favorable sense. So they wanted to avoid, even though they were not mechuyev to do that, there is no iser, but they wanted to avoid this contingency of having to be Michal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. Now there is a Machlekes Rishenim, whether one is allowed Lechatchile to put himself in a Tchiyah of Pikuach Nefesh. Some Rishenim say yes, one is allowed to put himself in a Tchiyah of Pikuach Nefesh. And some Rishenim say, you're not allowed Lechatchile to put yourself in a Tchiyah of Pikuach Nefesh. Let's say you want to go on a trip to the Arctic, the Antarctic, and you know that once you reach the Arctic, the Antarctic, you'll definitely have to be Michal Shabbos there. So it'll be better. Are you allowed to make such a trip? Or you're not allowed? Or another question, are you allowed to volunteer for the army if you know that they will force you to do certain work on Shabbos? Are you allowed? So there is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say you are allowed because when you are mechal Shabbos, it will be better. And some rishonim say you're not allowed to chatchile. Once you do it, of course, you have to be mechal Shabbos. There is no question. But lechatchila, to put yourself in such a situation to volunteer for the army when you know that they'll force you to do certain work on Shabbos, if not, they'll court-martial you. So it's pikuach nefesh. So you're not allowed according to some regime. But in this case, it was certainly mutar to be mishamish mitosei mitzoi Shabbos, because there was only possibility that he might have to be mechal Shabbos. So the regime will say that it's osea only when it's ivadai, but when it's mir sofik, then everybody agrees that you are allowed to put yourself into the possibility of a tree of pikuach nefesh. But they were midagdik lifnim mishor hadin. They were chassidim. So mele, they didn't want to put themselves into the possibility of a tree of pikuach nefesh, even though it would be better come. So he says, Veichadom, wait one second. Shemotelet l'rei shayin gimel. So what he means, l'rei shayin gimel, he means l'rei shayin gimel as of the day of Tashmish. But really it will be the 271st day as of the Oyin, as of conception, as of fertilization. Dimote, so if they'll be mishamish mitosom b'mitzoi Shabbos, and if the lady will be on the 273rd day, so that will be on Shabbos. 273 is a multiple of 7. 273. So that will be, now, if it were the Tashmish was Mitzvah Shabbos, so 39 weeks later, would be on Shabbos. Would be on Shabbos. So Shemotel Explay Shain Gimel, Dimote be Shabbos, Vinimzo Shabbos Mischalil, even though it's a heter, Shenit Rishus Lechalalim, Sakon is Gufo, but there was a Mischides not to put yourself into such a situation of possibly being Michal Shabbos on account of Pekach Nefesh. Veichadome, so what's the Cheshmi? So Rashi uses the new method. Asei mireisha in gimel yomim shvuayim. That's the new method. In other words, we break up 273 into 100 and into 70 and 2 into 3. You see. That's the new method. Veichadome, asei mireisha in gimel yomim shvuayim meyom. First, we have to divide into 100. 7 into 100. Havish Vayim Shovim Bar Mitrei Yeme. If you divide 7 into 100, so how many you get? So you get 14. You get 14. So in 10 is 1, so then you put down 7, so 3, and then into 30 you have 4, and you have a 2 remainder. So you have 14 when you divide 7 into 100, so you have 14 and the remainder of 2. So asim reishayim gimel yomim shvayim meyomim 100, havishvayim you have 14, shovim, but and a remainder of 2. Then the other 100, again 14. V'chein likuf yomim ma'acherim, shnei yomim. So you have 28 already. And together you have a remainder of 2, and a remainder of 2, hari arba yomim, 18 mala shvuay. And then you have to divide 7 in 70, so you have 10. V'ayin yomim, kulum shovim, v'gun yomim tein. Al dalad eitvim hari shavua. So you have 28, and you have another 10, so it's 38, and the remainder of 4. I mean, so that's the new method of division. All right. Hari shavu avichim sheyischil b'mitzoy Shabbos nimtzu kolim b'Shabbos v'nisabro b'sheni. So v'ishkim sheyischil b'mitzoy Shabbos, if the Tashmish took place and Tzoy Shabbos, and the lady was on the 273rd day, so Mele, the lady is on Shabbos. V'nisabro b'sheni, suppose the Tashmish, again, it's not Nisabro. Nisabro b'sheni means the Tashmish was a Sunday night, let's say, is Dilmol Yoldol Reisha in Veis as of the Tashmish. Reisha in Veis of the Tashmish. So again, it will be on Shabbos. Dimot be Shabbos. But fertilization can take place on the third day. So then she might, the conception, the fertilization might take place on Tuesday. Vim Nisabro Bishlishi. No, I'm sorry, not fertilization. I'm in the country. I'm sorry. If the Tashmish took place Monday night, in the Tashmish Kuntzdeik of the night, so then Dilma Yoldo Lereisha in Aleph, because the late day is always on the 271st day as of the Roi. Now if the fertilization took place the same day as the Tashmish, so then it's Yoldo Lereisha in Aleph. So Moti Rishan Moti Bishabes. Avidalet, Yoldo Risha in Aleph, Moti Bechad Bishabe. So there is no possibility of Chil Shabbos because of Pigach Nevesh. Fil Risha in Beis, Moti Betray Bishabe. Fil Risha in Gimu, Moti Betrot Bishabe. Alme Kishmuel Sviral.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If they're Toshim, so why don't also they have to be careful not to lay on Shabbos night? Because it was later Shabbos night, so then...
What do you mean later Shabbos night?
Later Shabbos night, you have 7 full days, so then
there'll
be...
Inuch name Shabbos night, they refrain.
Shabbos night. Mitzvah, Shabbos night.
You mean Friday night?
Right, Friday night.
Friday
because
night.
7 full days will be in the night of Shabbos then.
No, but the child is to be born on the 271st day.
Or if this kid's 273rd. If it's 273rd, so then you have 7 full days.
And the 270, suppose the child will be born on the 273rd day as of the Tashmish.
Yeah.
And the Tashmish is Friday night. One second. It's Friday night. Now, if the Tashmish is Friday night, so then, and let's say that the child will be born on the 273rd day, so that will be, so it'll be Friday, that the lady will take place Friday, before Shabbos.
Okay, 7 full days, 24 hours for each day. Yeah.
Now, one second. If the Tashmish is on Friday night,
yeah.
So the next Friday night is already the 8th day. The following, the second Friday night is the 15th day. And the third Friday night is the 22nd day. So the multiple of 7 will always be a day before, you see. The 15th is one more than the multiple of 7. The 22nd is one more than the multiple of 7. You see? So, if the Tashmish is Friday night and the child will be born on the 273rd day is a multiple of 7. The multiple of 7. So the lady will be on Friday. Shabbos would already be the 274th day, not the 273rd day. You see? If the Tashmish is on Friday night, so the first week Friday night after that is the 8th day, not the 7th day. Friday is the 7th day, you see? And the second Friday is the 14th day.
So you count the day of...
No, if you do a 24-hour period.
You count the Tashmish. First day.
if the Tashmish is on Friday night, So the next Friday night will be the evening, not the multiple.
No,
the second Friday night will be the 15th day.
No, it'll be the 8th day. Say it's midnight. So the 8th day will be...
Doesn't make any difference.
Midnight or night. After midnight will be the beginning of the 8th day. But before midnight will be the end of the 7th day.
No. We are not counting this lesson. And you can count this lesson. It doesn't make any difference.
It's a 25.
But as far as Chil Shabbos is concerned, so we shouldn't count this lesson yet. So anyway... So let's say if the Tashmis is on Friday night, so the next Friday night will be the 8th day.
No, as some less.
Forget the Misles, do me a favor. Forget the Misles. So then, the next Friday night will be the 8th day, right?
Okay.
Yeah, fine. Yes. You see, if you count Misles, it's the same thing, but then you have to decide. The moment of Tashmish and then 21. Yeah. Why do you have to count this last
night? Because of
the please. So then, if the Tashmish is Friday night, so the next Friday night will be the 8th day. The second Friday night will be the 15th day. And the 39th, so then, after 273 days, so the 39th Friday night will be the 274th day, because 273rd is a multiple of 7. So the 39th Friday night will be after the later. The later will be on Friday. The 273rd day will be on Fridays, not on Shabbos.
So in other words, you don't count my slaves here. They're not worrying about that.
For practical purposes, you don't count Leis Leis here. Insofar as the question of Chil Shabbos is concerned, you don't count Leis Leis.
But theoretically,
So she'll go to the hospital, not Friday night at 12, she'll go not Thursday night at 12 midnight, but she'll go to the hospital Friday morning. What difference does it make? But the 273rd day will be on Friday, not in Shabbos.
Okay, if they have the Tashmis at 4 a.m. So then they might have to go at 12?
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. But I'll tell you, you see, it might make a difference. If the Tashmish will be, let's say, late Shabbos afternoon, so then it's like Mitzrayim Shabbos, and they will not Mishamish me to say in the daytime anyway. So Melech, he doesn't have to mention, you see. But if the Tashmish is Friday night, so then she'll give birth to the child on Friday. Exactly what hour on Friday, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know whether there is such a biological aloha that a number of hours, I mean, exactly the first minute after the 270. I don't know. You have to ask an obstetrician, you know, that question. Okay. The Rashi. Bervi visuloi, kolshkin dimis abra behei oi bivov oi bishabes, dolimotiyim leide bishabes. You see what Rashi emphasizes. Oi bishabes, dolimotiyim leide bishabes. It's impossible. It's impossible that he should be Bishabbos. Then the Gemara says, "Oma mazutre, hafil mandoma yeleres litisho, in yeleres limkutoyim, yeleres lishivo, yeleres limkutoyim, shenema vayilit kufisayomim, vatachano vatilet bein, mit kufishnayim, miut yomim shnayim." So a ben Shiva. So is Yeledes is born Limkutoimtu. That means Mikutoim. So here again, Mikutoim means 6 months. Now how much does it mean? Vahilit kufes ayomim. So mi tkufes is shnayim. And 1 tkufe is 3 months. 2 tkufes is 6 months. Is 6 months. And ayomim, 2 days. So it's 6 months plus 2 days. 6 months of 30 days. So 6 times 30 is 180 days. And 2 more days is 182 days. And I looked that up too. You find it, you can check it. You look it up in the Encyclopedia Britannica. So you'll see that there are many cases of children who are born after being carried in the mother's womb for 182 days. And they are viable, totally viable. But less than 182 days, they're not viable. So that harmonizes with this Gemara, yes?
But it's not the exact, my 7-month baby would not be the exact same case at the time as a 9-month baby, because
why?
My 9-month baby used to only say that they can have parts of 2 months, and right here we're just saying they
can't. Okay, all right, you're right. But anyway, Tesis points out. Anyway, that's true.